Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
So how many times a week do we hear or say, "But this is so hard"? I'm not sure if this is unique to our contemporary culture or if complaining is just part of a fallen world or I'm just becoming a cranky grandmother, but I seem to hear it more than I used to. Education, like sanctification, is all about balancing wrestling and rest. We have to wrestle down difficult math equations, unruly chemistry labs, and thorny words that don't communicate our meaning, and then we rest. It really isn't so different from resisting that temptation that comes back to plague us over and over again. In fact, in his book Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis talks about how the boy who perseveres through the dryness of vocabulary and grammar rules so that he learns to read fluently in Latin and Greek is more difficult to tempt. Quote, "If once they get through this initial dryness successfully, they become much less dependent on emotion and therefore much harder to tempt." Notice that the struggle through the initial dryness of a subject makes the student feel emotional. But the student who perseveres is less subject to the whims of the culture around her or to the mood of the moment. When she completes a task, she has deep resources to draw upon. She has learned to delay her immediate gratification because she has learned that there can be richer rewards. She has learned to rule herself. We don't always think of our academic struggles as sanctification, but we should. Let us commit to wrestling hard with the task before us, to struggle through the initial dryness so that we get to the prize. Let us make ourselves so much more difficult to tempt.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.